A decade ago, an event celebrating Pride in Almaguin would have been a rare occurrence. But thanks to the efforts of community members and businesses like Northridge Inn and Resort, which has hosted an annual Pride party for the past 5 years, the area is becoming more inclusive and welcoming. For Stefan Aubin, who owns Northridge Inn with his partner David Klemmer, the change is palpable. When we first moved here and had our Pride event, we made a comment about how we felt, besides the guests that came strictly for Pride. We had a lot of guests coming to watch the shows, but we almost felt like they were at the zoo looking at the zoo animals, he said, adding that feeling has almost disappeared. Northridge's event, now in its 5th year, has grown into a highly anticipated weekend celebration. Aubin said they put every dollar of profit back into the show to ensure top-notch entertainment. In the past, this has included flying in world-renowned drag queens. One of their former performers, Courtney Act, is now the number one drag queen in the world. The growth of Pride in the region is a grassroots success story. Aubin said that the members of the Almaguin Pride organization, formed in 2022, work their butts off, with engagement and courage. This shift has not only been social, but economic as well. Aubin's partner runs an agency that represents drag queens, and he notes that his performers are now finding work in the area, a development, he said, really didn't exist 10 years ago. However, Aubin said he is also feeling a renewed sense of fear. He has 2 children with his partner and notes they've grown up in a world where their family structure is seen as natural. But the recent rise in anti-LGBTQ2S+ rhetoric, particularly from the United States, has left him nervous. I'm scared for my kids now because I see that, us versus them, coming back, and it's coming up here, he said. Aubin believes a fundamental misunderstanding is fueling this hate. He said many people think that the LGBTQ2S+ community is taking something away from them. He used an analogy to counter this idea. We're adding, we're the whipped cream on the sundae. The sundae doesn't get smaller, it just gets bigger. He added that the current political climate seems to give people a carte blanche to use, not only gay people, but any minority as a bouncing board for their hate and ignorance again, so that they can push their agenda. This is why events like the Northridge Pride Party are more important than ever, said Aubin, adding that some people on social media have accused Northridge of shoving Pride down their throat. He was quick to point out that attending is a choice, and Pride events are not forcing a lifestyle on anyone. The whole thing about Pride is that everyone is welcome, he said. It's about sharing joy and the joy of being comfortable and feeling safe and feeling loved, and that you don't have to be a drag queen, gay, lesbian, you don't have to be any of that. Everybody at Pride just comes together and we sit in these rooms and we laugh, and we sing, and we dance, it's like Frivolity 101, he added. This year, Northridge Inn's Pride celebration, which runs to the 14th, is more than just an event. It will be a celebration of love, freedom, and unapologetic joy, according to a social media post from the resort. The weekend will feature a dive-in movie, a drag brunch that slays, and a sequin-filled drag show, culminating in a disco dance party. Beyond the glitter and music, Northridge's post emphasizes that the weekend is a reflection of a deeper purpose. This isn't just a weekend. It's a community. It's chosen family, the post reads, echoing Aubin's view that Pride is not just a party, but a movement. Those who want to join in the festivities can reserve a seat or book a stay by emailing stay@northridgeinn.com. Sarah Cook is a local journalism initiative reporter with NorthBayNipissing.com. LJI is funded by the Government of Canada.